This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
Hey, what's up, fine family? I hope everybody can hear me. Welcome to another edition of Fine Community. Today, we're going to try something new. We're going to try a chill and chill. We're going to chill here, and we're going to shill our project to other people to come into the Twitter space, as well as they can shill us their project as well. This provides an opportunity for exposure. It's kind of a give and take, but you know, this also gives them a platform to talk to us. So let's try something new today. Anybody want to come up and speak? That's great. And let's go. Let's create a positive environment here. It's actually trying to use the speaker, but this is not working. Hold on one second. Turn off the Bluetooth. Oh, it is off. All right. Let's see. Let's see if I can do this in here. One second. Let's see, Bluetooth on. How's it going, fine family? It's another fine day. It's a fine day. What's up, Rajesh? Rajesh, how's it going? How's it going, FX? Wolfie, what is going on?
What it do? What it do? Let's get this party started. Get the music going. Let's get a pinned tweet up, the latest one from Kirk.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's see. I've never actually pinned a tweet before, but I will try. So let me go on to.
So if you've retweeted his last tweet or quoted it, that's the way to do it. You can't just pin it, you know?
Okay.
You have to be the one that actually provided that info, even though if it's a retweet or a quote. I'll try to do it.
Thank you. I appreciate you. All right. All right. How's everybody doing today? This is a chill and chill opportunity brought to you by the Fine Token, the Fine community. You know, we're a global community bringing everybody together, and we'll introduce you to our project, and you can come up and show your project as well. So welcome. We appreciate you. I'd like to introduce Efix, Wolfie, and Rajesh. They've chosen to speak if they want. No problem. They can speak about the Fine community. You can speak about your project. It doesn't matter here. This is all about exposure. Learn about the project. Bring your project up. You can talk about it. While we're waiting, Wolfie is going to go ahead and find a post by Lord Keck. He's going to attempt to pin that in the space. And then we move forward. I'd like to welcome everybody. I appreciate everybody coming in here. This is a great community. Remember, as a crypto community, we only 3 to 5% of the global population. So we're a small bunch, but we're ever getting bigger. Just like when Shiba Inu came in, I was not in crypto at that time. And Shiba Inu was actually the first token that I bought because of the hype, because of the excitement around it. So welcome. So feel free, if you have a project you want to talk about, to come up. But first, I'd like to introduce you to the Fine Token. Fine Token is a token about community. It's about opportunity. It's about the state of mind where, you know, things can be crumbling around you and you have the mindset of everything's going to be okay. If you take a look at our logo, our theme, our meme, it's a dog surrounded by flames. And that kind of gives you the psychology behind it. And it's such a great marketable brand as well, because we see it every day. It's fine. This is fine. It's okay. It's fine. So, you know, with that, with the psychology, with the branding, with the use in so many different languages, we really think this is going to be a global phenomenon. This project is a project that is devved by Lord Keck. He brought Pepe up to almost $2 billion in market cap. It was his strategy. And he's in this project. He does things very strategically. He has connections in the space that he's demonstrated, as well as the money to push it and the experience and knowledge. So definitely check us out. Check out our Twitter account, Fine ERC. Also check out the Telegram. And make sure you follow me, man. I'm definitely a supporter of Fine. And also do your research. It's important to do your research. There's risk in everything, but make sure that anything you have the potential of investing in, you do your research on, and make sure it's comfortable for you. Always gauge your risk tolerance and make sure it's something for you. And this is not financial advice. This is just purely educational. So go ahead and check us out. If you have a project that you want to talk about, feel free and come up. So let's see what's happened so far for the Fine Token. I think it was less than a month. The swap for Pepe to Fine came out. It was audited and ready to roll in less than a month. I would say that's delivery. Lord Keck has a marketing strategy where he will use over 3.5 million emails to expose Fine to the whales in the space, as well as people of significant influence in the non-crypto space as well. So, you know, a lot of these indicators point to a lot of things that you want in a project that will kind of secure your confidence in it. I mean, because there's a lot of projects I've invested in. You don't know who the dev is. You don't know the direction. It's built strictly off of hype. So why not have these indicators to help secure your bag, your money? I think that that is something that I really appreciate, and I've done my due diligence. And how's it going, FX? What's going on, man? Let's see. Hold on. I got to rewind this. So, oh, go ahead, man.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. We can hear you.
Hey, my it's just space bugging out again.
Yeah, I saw that.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? Just chilling today, catching up on news, hanging out with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Had tacos for dinner.
Nice.
Good day. But yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was about to get some apple pie, man. Freshly made. Still hot out the oven. I'm about to put some ice cream on top of the apple pie, and it's going to be a fine
heck
day.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fine day, baby.
Heck yeah. That sounds awesome. I haven't had apple pie in a long time.
Well, I went straight keto tonight. I had a steak, and that was it. I had a steak with some salt and pepper, and I'm full. My man, I had that like an hour and a half ago, and I feel perfectly fine. I don't need to eat anything more, man. No carbs, just straight meat and fat, dude.
Yeah. It's you know, and what you eat, your balanced meal, it definitely affects like how you feel, man. It really, really does. You know, starches, I cut back on the starches, man. I was just like, that's just, I've been eating bread, rice all the time, you know, pasta especially, man. So I cut out those, I added some more vegetables, man. I'm feeling nice. You know, I tend to eat a lot of different foods. Like I eat Vietnamese, Cambodian, I had Korean barbecue. So, you know, they use vegetables with some spices, and, you know, and it's really good, man. It's really changed the my energy level and, you know, how I feel, man. So, yeah, totally understand about the steak and the fat cutting out of starches.
I have one question.
Yeah.
Bob, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I thought that was you. New York or ribeye?
London, sir.
Oh, okay. Saving money and it's still packed with flavor.
Yeah, and only $10, dude, for a bomb ass fucking dinner, man.
All right. Oh wow, that's good.
I know a thing or two about steaks. I was on the carnivore diet for a minute. I'm supporting my wife right now, though. She's pregnant, and she'll eat pickles and ice cream, you know, so that's where I'm at.
Oh wow.
But anyway, guys, it's an awesome day, awesome food, awesome fellowship. Glad to be hanging out with you guys. I just very recently entered the trillionaire.
Oh, congrats.
Club.
Congratulations, man. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm very happy about that. You know, like Jeets are Jeeting, and I'm like, hey, you guys can sell your bags. Like, I know what this is, so man. I'll take it from you.
Man, you know, you know, the crazy thing is, I do apologize for cutting you off, but
no, go ahead.
The crazy thing is, man, there's so much like soft footing in there going on. I'm like, you know, it's just unnecessary. It doesn't do anything. There's no action that's provided by those words. You know, action would be is to tweet, chill, support your community, get the word out about it. That's it. You got to let him do his thing. We do our thing. And take advantage of dips like this, man. I see the writing on the wall. And Laura Keck is, let me tell you, I see him as eye to eye as another man. But he is very strategic in how he does things. He's not a stupid guy. He is very strategic on how he uses words, man. That's why I pay attention. Every word, every statement is strategic, man. So you really have to understand the information in front of you is really good information if you're really reading in between the lines.
Well, fortunately, I know how to read the lines and read between the lines. And I'm, you know, happy to, I remind myself every day I'm in a solid project and I'm surrounded by a bunch of competent individuals that can also read the same information the same way I am. And that's why I'm ultra bullish, ultra confident, ultra high conviction. I'm here for the long game. I'm not here for today's price. Mm-hmm. You know, markets are still warming up just because Bitcoin's like warming up and everything's like on the up. The market still has to take time and absorb that. and come back, you know. So and that 32K ceiling is still there. So
yeah.
We still have a ways to go. The inflection point has not happened yet. We are on our way there, actually. Okay. And these guys don't understand. That's okay. You know, like I remember being in their same spot 2 years ago, and I was just literally following the chart as well. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about the greater context of the markets. I didn't know macroeconomics and all these other things that, you know, smart investors are paying attention to. Heck, I certainly didn't know that things like war is as bad as they are. For the investors, it's actually a bullish thing, you know, unfortunately, like for the people that are affected. However, you still have to know how it impacts your investments.
Right.
And so, you know, there's a lot of sick individuals that make a lot of money off of war. And it's important to know that. So 2024 is going to be a year of printing. You know, it's election year. There's Bitcoin halving. You know, there's a lot of events going on where the government is going to be easing up and stimulating the economy. So with all these things in mind, you got to see where your money is, you know, like what project are you in? What's the narrative? You know, it's like context within context, you know? So we're in a new project. We have a very competent individual. He has high conviction as well. Mm-hmm. He is a man of so much competence. He's not letting his emotion just cater to those that are weak in selling today. You know, like there are devs that do that. Hey, dev, you know, do something, right? And they'll do massive burns. Mm-hmm. They'll pay for all this marketing, right, like, you know, shillers and stuff. And those may or may not have short-term price action. But the thing is he's not playing that game up today. He's not playing a game of 1 week. He's here for the long game. So that's why patience is key. You know, lining all the, even the centralized exchanges he's working with, they also understand the same thing, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they had long conversations and like, hey, you want to work with us? We love that. We want to work with you. But, you know, this is how we're looking at the market. This is the timing that we have in mind, right? So they had that conversation and it was delayed. I understand. Most of you guys understand that. And, you know, unfortunately, there's going to be some noobs. They don't understand that. That's fine. All we can do is educate them. And try to have tolerance for their mouth.
Right.
But, you know, it's all good. It's all good. You know, it's like Lord Keck said, you know, Jeets are okay. Everything's fine. So anyway, guys, I've been seeing all you guys accumulate more as well. I did as well. I finally hit a trillion. I'm very, very happy about that. I leveraged some loans and you know, a couple loans. And I'm very confident in fine still, because again, we have a lot of events yet to be revealed, and a lot of events in the pipeline yet to be executed upon. Mm-hmm. That's what's important, and that's what those, you know, the weak hands are not understanding. So anyway, I yield back to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I accept the gentleman's time. So, you know, you know, that's what I think people continue to forget, is that there are a lot of things that are already lined up. It's just all about timing. Those sexes are lined up. It's just all about timing. When they see the market is in a good position, those sexes will be released. The additional emails will start to roll again. There'll be more marketing, more utility. And I appreciate Lord Keck, because I really feel like he's an innovator at the helm of a ship, or a corporate CEO, because the way he thinks, his strategy, it really lays out. So I'm happy to see what happens next, man. You know, and I think to really see it, everything play out, you have to have patience. It's just not gonna pump and dump. If you truly want the gains, man, you've got to wait. You've got to wait because we're definitely not the best market right now. There's so many things going on. You got inflation. You got wars going on. You got cryptos just coming out of a bear market. We're accumulating now. So we're about to have the Bitcoin cycle or the Bitcoin production. So, you know, it just takes some patience, man. You know, it's great to have patience. If you want to be a millionaire, I don't mind waiting 1 to 2 years, man. I really don't. Because I intend to make some moves because honestly, I'm tired of working my 9-to-5 job. I'm ready. I'm ready. By all means necessary, okay?
Hey, just a quick little, not to interrupt, but since we're all supporting each other, everybody just follow each other in the room, man. Let's all, even though it's a small group, just follow for a follow, right? Well, let's just show some love, and we should retweet the room, you know?
Let's do it.
That shit go on.
Let's do it, man. I'm doing it right now as we speak.
Hey, Aki, you said one thing. I just want to quickly add a point to that. Yeah. Is investing is absolutely all about fundamentals. Being early as you can to those fundamentals, right? Being aware of it so that you can then have the confidence and execute with that onto that position, right? Because all these are steps. Being aware of something, studying it, then having the conviction to execute into that position, mm-hmm. right? And then having the patience for it, right? And here, just a quick example, like you guys have all heard of The Big Short, right? That guy actually had to wait about a year for that to even happen. It's he saw the writing on the wall. He didn't. It's not like he entered into that position for the market, you know, to basically go off of a cliff. It actually like did a fake out on him, and then he had to double down on his short position. I can't remember his name, but if you look up the movie, you know, The Big Short, and the timeline on when he entered that position, it was actually about a year away. And so, investments and fundamentals and patience and conviction, like those are all tools of a wise investor's package, like, you know, his tool set. So. It's very important to have patience and conviction.
Yeah, especially if you've learned to, and that's part of, you know, not investing with your emotions. You know, it takes a while. It took me a while to not invest with emotion, and this is a project that I am emotional for the right reasons, but it does not affect my logical thinking behind the information that I have here being presented to me. So I've put a lot of money in this project, and I hope everybody does their own research to where they feel comfortable. If this is something for you, you make sure you look at your risk tolerance. And before I continue, make sure you follow everybody in the room. I think it's a great idea that Wolfie said this way we can continue to network and also use that when we put out our tweets. We see those and we can like and comment on those with hashtags so we can increase our algorithm, increase our network. So welcome everybody else. If you're just coming into the room, this is a chill and chill with the fine community. Feel free to come up and present your project or just say hi. Either way, it's okay because this is all about networking. This is kind of like when you go to one of those, like a convention and you're meeting with other businesses, you exchange cards. This is kind of like what that is, man. So, you know, feel free to come up, introduce yourself, talk about your project, and, we talk about our project a little bit and then we move forward, man. There's enough room for everybody in this space. So let me see. Right now, Let's see. What is going on in the crypto space right now? So I know that the Argentinian proposed presidential candidate was a Bitcoin pro. How's it going, AETH? Jesus?
I also want to mention that there's like a lag time between, like, you know, Bitcoin moving up and other alts, and including memes. You know, like, I think that a lot of people think that memes are entirely like uncorrelated to Bitcoin, and they can make their own moves, but it's actually like often after Bitcoin has moved up, hit a ceiling, tested a few times, and then came back down and then found the floor. And then at that point in time, alts then start finding their legs and room to run. And there's a lot of noob investors. They just don't understand that. For example, when you look at Ethereum, just today, you know, Bitcoin's just been on a tear lately. And Ethereum, as of today, you know, just went up, you know, like its next leg at 3 p.m. today. So, you know, that's important to keep that context in mind as well. It's just because Bitcoin's, it just keeps ramping up. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that meme coins are then going to start pumping hard that day.
Right.
Because I watch the channel. I've stopped, you know, watching it, monitoring it, reading everything like I used to. I can't take it. But, like, that's generally the sentiment that someone said earlier. I read that Bitcoin is in Ethereum's now behaving, right? So, like, hey, why aren't we pumping? Things do need time.
Right. It's funny how people expect things to happen immediately because it's digital, because it's blockchain, but it's not so much the technology. It's the people behind it. Sometimes markets are driven by behavior or emotions, and that takes time to kick in, you know, or you may have Bitcoin where it rises and then they take some of the profits and invest in altcoins. I'm not sure of how it works, but I think that's part of it. I think it's great right now that Bitcoin is above 30,000 and is holding steady. I think we are starting, as I just read in the article, we are starting to thaw and we are now turning green. And Morgan Stanley says that we could kick off the next bull run with the halving. I mean, I definitely think so, man. There are so many institutional investors coming into crypto, just like the companies, the corporations that are huge. Honda is one that just started accepting crypto payments in terms of Bitcoin, Ethereum, XRP, Shiba and Doge, Ferrari, Chase Bank. This is showing you that no matter the regulation, no matter the FUD being generated on a macroscopic level, people see the significance and where blockchain technology is going to go. It's here to stay. It's just, are you paying attention enough to know that all that FUD doesn't matter because people are still getting their positions ready? So I think this is a great position for any altcoin out there. As long as you continue to produce, as long as you have liquidity, you will rise. Just through the sheer volumes, if you have a dev and a good narrative, a good plan, you have the possibility of moving up in this space when the bull run comes out. And you know, hence Fine has got a dev that's already produced in this space with a $2 billion project, and he strategically does things, and he's got very good connections in the space, demonstrated, not just talked about. So that's definitely something to look at. Look at our Twitter, look at our Telegram. And, we think that it can rival, in my opinion, I can only speak for myself, Shiba Inu, Pepe, just take some time, you know, things take time and it will be fine. Trust me. But yeah, feel free to come up and introduce yourself if you want. If you have another project you want to shill, that's great, man. You know, there's plenty of room in a crypto space for every project out there. you know, as I speak, I love to see good projects, good communities, and good devs, man. And that's why I'm invested in Fine. You know, I see all the boxes being checked with the information I've been provided, and I'm here to support that project. And I encourage you to come up and speak, whether it's on Fine or any other project.
Yeah, and make sure to call out those influencers that were going 10K Bitcoin, like Dell Crypto, and there was a couple other handful of these fucking guys. Just like perma bears, dude. Super negative about everything. Like, you know, like, no, we're in a fucking bear market. It's going down lower. Like, you guys are idiots just thinking they're so fucking smart. Yeah, make sure to remind these people, like, yeah, buddy, where's that 10K Bitcoin at? It's never, right. Ever coming, dude. We had so much shit thrown at us in this fucking bear market. I mean, I'm surprised it didn't go to 10K, honestly. There was so much shit thrown at us, and it was so much bad news. But
you really make a good point, Wolfie, is that we did have a lot of stuff being thrown at the crypto space in terms of FUD, in terms of regulation, in terms of, people trying to ban cryptocurrency. And look where we're at. The bottom was in it, I think, like 15,000. So I don't foresee it going down to 10,000. It would have to take a couple of black swan events for that to happen in my mind. I'm not a TA expert. But, you know, having enough space, having enough experience in the space, it would really have to take something like that. And I don't see that happening. The halving is coming up.
That's what you said, yeah. Right? Black swan is the key word, because the last, bear market, there wasn't a lot of black swan events. We had like five, dude. We had so many exchanges going bankrupt and so much bad news. And just you felt like every time we would take two steps forward, it was three steps back, and there was always something, right? Like every other week, it was like, oh my God, are you fucking kidding me, right? Now we're thinking about Binance going bankrupt and Coinbase, and like everybody's freaking out about everything, dude. Like you didn't even have that the last bear market. You just had retails just dumping, you know, and we've had everything thrown at us, and it's still holding up. So what does that tell you? It's fucking rock solid, man. And it's going to go skyrocket.
Yeah. And I mean, and here we have this year, we have investment firms. I think I'm trying to look up the name of that investment firm that is the biggest in the world.
BlackRock?
No, not that one. Sorry. So it's another one that has just got into crypto. They're offering their investors 2% of Bitcoin. I remember the logo, but I can't remember them. Let me see. But that's just a sign of the writing on the wall. Besides the corporations that I mentioned, PayPal, Honda, Ferrari, Chase Bank, and there's one other. It has a green and white logo. But, you know, that's just a sign. I think they have trillions of dollars worth of investments around the world. And that's just a writing on the wall, man. It doesn't matter what regulation is out there or what stipulations there are. Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, altcoins, they're here to stay, man. It's just, I think that it's so far reaching now. It's at a point where you cannot stop it. Like there were some thoughts about cryptocurrency being stamped out or stomped out, but I think it's not too, I think it's too big now. I think it's too big, it's innovated too many things now. And it's being offered in so many different places now. Right outside, a mile from my house, I have a Bitcoin machine.
At the gas station, a Bitcoin ATM, is that what you mean?
Exactly.
I know,
exactly.
I remember seeing that. So when I first went pretty heavy on, I've known about Bitcoin since 2015, and I owned a little bit back then, but I went really heavy in 2020. And I remember when I went to the gas station for the first time and I saw the first Bitcoin ATM, I took a photo and sent it to my friends, and I was like, I fucking told you guys, man. You see this shit? This shit's going fucking worldwide, and it's going mainstream, and I was so fucking excited. Like, I don't know why, but now I see it, like, regularly, like, on a lot of gas stations. Like, that was, like, one of the first ones I'd ever seen, though. It's crazy though, you know, right? It's crazy to see that shit.
It is. And you know, let me tell you, it was like 2 years ago that I went to Puerto Rico, and guess what they were accepting as payment at one of the businesses. Hold on 1 second. Guess what they were, how you doing by the way? Guess what they were accepting as payment? They were accepting Shiba Inu as payment for their services. I thought that was amazing, man. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, I can't believe I'm looking at this. Shiba Inu is being accepted as payment. I was like, what is going on, man? I thought that was so great. And that just makes you hype because you know where you're at. You know that you're so early in the field. And you know, you have a lot of people that don't know a lot about crypto going, oh, it's all a scam. Yeah, there's a lot of scams out there. Yeah, there's a lot of rug pulls. But there's a lot of good people in the space. There's a lot of good projects out there. There's a lot of good developers out there that want to push the narrative on this being something that everybody can engage in and be happy with. So, you know, I'm excited about it. That's why I'm in Fireman. I did my research. But how you doing, big dog? What's going on?
Yeah. Hello, everyone.
Good, man. Glad to have you in here. We're just chilling and chilling. We're talking about Fine Community. If you have any projects that you want to throw up here, that's great. This is hosted by our Fine Community. So, you know, go ahead and check our Twitter space out and check out our Twitter account, FineERC. Check out the Telegram. And, you know, welcome to the community, man.
Yeah. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. And I'm really, really glad to be here with great minds, I believe. Yeah, it's a real pleasure for me. I want to use this medium to say hello to everybody and a very good, successful journey on this community. So I'm hoping that we'll achieve greater things. Let's get this together.
Hey man, we appreciate those words. Thank you for the positive words. And you know, in addition to the Fine Community, because there's a lot of things that I point to, you know, I encourage that positive attitude in any project where you see it checks the boxes for you, man. You know, we all can make it in this space. It just takes some research, do your own research, and also have conviction. You know, try not to invest with your emotions. Look for that information that checks your boxes and then go in for it, you know. So thank you for the positive words, man, and continue to hang with us as we chill and chill.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah, guys, just a friendly reminder, follow everybody in the room, man. One love, you know, we're all about supporting each other. And, you know, doesn't matter if you're invested in Fine or you just want to talk about your own project, follow for a follow, man. You know, let's support each other.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, for sure. What's up? I see some familiar faces in the crowd. I see David. What's going on, man? I see Just DeFi. What's going on? I see Fine Crypto Viet Girl. Man, there's some people that are here solid every day, putting at least 7 or 8 hours in. No doubt. I'm doing it myself, but it's just amazing how much dedication we have to the project. And don't forget Wolfie, man, Bob. Yes, man, I see you all the time, man. I did not miss you. It's just the two names kind of don't correlate for me. Let me see who else is in the space. Three Mendo, what's going on? Everything, how's it going? Go ahead, FX. I think that's you, right?
I was just going to say, is Bob, is that Wolfie?
That is me, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, that's we got some diehards up in here. Aki's got a good point, man. We got some diehards up. Dude, shout out to Crypto Viet Girl, man. She puts in more work than anybody, bro.
She does, bro. Man. She was hardcore.
She went in like 12.
She is definitely hardcore.
In a 12-hour day. And that's what's up. That's what we need, dude. Like, shout out. Appreciate it.
I'm gonna help her out and buy and donate a mic for her though. She needs a headset.
It's you know, it's so true, man. Man, we got so many people there. You're funny. We have so many people in the trenches here, man. Here, I'm like, wow. I said, I'm here for, I've been in here. Let's see. I've been in here since the morning, man. It's like evening here. So I've been in here at least minimum 12 hours, like off and on, man. And I recognize people that have been in here the same amount of time in here, man. And it's just exciting, man. You know, these are the people that you want in the trenches with you, supporting the project, pushing the project. FX, man, you, I did not mention your name, but we already know that anyway. So you are here religiously as well. We got so many people in here, and that's the type of community you want to have in your project, man. That's why I'm going hardcore, man. I'm supporting my own bag. I'm supporting the project, the dev, because he's so consistent and he tells it like it is. And I'm supporting, you know, anybody else that has a vision in, you know, making money in this space, you know. So please follow us like Wolfie does, Bob, so we can network. Take a look at Fine, man, because it really is a good project, man. You'll see. Follow the Twitter account, Fine ERC. Follow the Telegram, and just hang and chill with us. If you have a project you want to talk about, that's cool, man. Yeah, and we got a speaker coming through. MT in the building. What's going on? I gave you the ability to speak. Let me see. I did give you the ability to speak, invite to speak. So if you choose to speak, it's there for you. But yeah, let's see. So, you know, what we can do right now is if everybody could retweet this Chill and Chill, we can hopefully get it out to a couple more eyes. And we're not going to spend all day in here. I don't like to run Twitter spaces like that. People have lives, and I want to maximize their time and also increase the efficiency. So, you know, we'll probably be in here for another 40 minutes, and then we're going to close it down. But, you know, if we do one of these every other day, this is a great way to get our project exposed to everybody that is interested in investing in a project that has – great fundamentals. And you can also show your project here too when we have the Chill and Chill sponsored by the Fine community, because, you know, networking is great, man. You know, I invest in other projects, but this is one of my main projects for sure, man. Fine, you know, I may get a Fine tattoo, but, you know, we're gonna hold off right now. So,
hey, David, you normally have some words and opinions. How are you doing?
Oh, let me give him the ability to speak. If he can speak, let's see what's going on in the crypto space. All right, so while we're waiting for people to come up and speak, if they want. Bitcoin is currently at 30,130. Ethereum is at 1675. And it looks very green, man. I'm really enjoying these trajectories on these the graph, man. And you know what's really important is the fact that you're not seeing dramatic spikes. These are steadily climbing charts where you're seeing little buys at a time going up. And that's amazing. That means that people are, you know, on a small scale, you know, the small investors are investing in Bitcoin because they see the writing on the wall. And it's great, man. This is the beginning. I'm not a TA. Once again, I'm not an expert in anything. But in my personal opinion, this looks like the beginning of the lowest part of greener pastures right now, the market. I can't say bull run yet because, you know, I've been in one where it's absolutely, you know, crazy with the fees and everything. And here, FX, I know that you are a little bit more attuned to technicals like sharding, because I know that we had fees, gas fees of $300 to $500. But, you know, I think that was more in tune because we had minting going on, like the 8 the Bored Apes Yacht Club when they were minting. I mean, I saw a gas fee that was $8,000. There's no way I'm buying a token at this point, you know, at that point. But I think that the sharding helps a lot. If you know anything about that, or anybody in the audience that knows anything about the sharding, will it help to reduce, you know, the fees, or are we looking at ZK rollups, you know?
ZK is the way.
Yeah, there's I don't know like the advanced stuff of that. I know that they're certainly making a big push on that, and then it seems like Ethereum just recently had like their own announcement, you know, for inroads on that, which it's like kind of humorous, because then it's gonna put a lot of pressure on all these, you know, Optimism and Arbitrums and ZK Sync and all those guys that have really been trying to come on strong and establish themselves, like, you know, the whole Ethereum ecosystem needs them. So, and then Ethereum's like, we might be okay without you guys. So, and then, you know, you have like the whole Chainlink really having a breakthrough with like CCIP, which basically connects all of the chains, which basically instantly makes things like Polkadot make everyone ask like, why is this necessary? So I mean, we're having
this space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
A lot of people are bored, and a lot of people are afraid to put their money in right now, but crypto is doing some amazing things right now. You know, you're talking about a lot of people, partnerships happening and payments being accepted, but you know, the infrastructure back end is also still making leaps and bounds for crypto. So there's a lot of things to be excited. This bull run is going to be very exciting. No one really knows how high it's really going to punt to. I believe that it could safely go to like 90 to 120. A lot of guys think way higher than that. You know, like hopefully it does, you know, I don't want to be wrong, but you also have to be looking at like, you know, the whole curve on how high Bitcoin's going from peak to peak every time, you know, it's like 5.3. So, there's, you know, as an investor, you got to follow a lot of markets and technologies and narratives, as well as like your own investment and how it fits in there, you know? So, that's why I'm glad that we have like a lot of discussions and VCs, and you know, like we just bounce a lot of our like interests and questions off of each other, our own knowledge. You know, we all track our own things, and it's like we're all leveling up our own, you know, baselines of knowledge as well. You know, so we are networking, we are learning together as well, we are questioning, you know, our own positions in the market, you know, and all of this is healthy. So, you know, again, I'm very glad to be spending this time with you guys and just waiting for this market to basically get through this grind, because that's basically what it is. Guys like myself believe that we are in the bull market. It's not the euphoria. You know, the bottom is in. Right now we're going sideways, up, down, up, down. We're grinding. We're building market structure so that we can eventually get into the euphoria side of the bull run. And that's what basically everyone's like meaning when they say the bull run. They're basically talking about the euphoria part of it. The most exciting, where it's basically you get to it's post-halving, and it just really starts to like, it goes into a dip, and then from that dip, it then just, you know, starts roaring and ripping. That's basically what people call the bull run. But right now, again, the bottom's been in for 11 months. As crazy as that sounds, that's a fact. November of 2022. So things can go up and then they can go back down. We're eventually going to break through this 32, and the market's really going to wake up and start paying attention. And then we're going to, you know, Bitcoin's going to come down, but that will have been a signal. That's an inflection point to really start paying attention, because it's like the big question, what is going to happen now, right? Are we gonna go through, you know, that 49, you know, that 42 rather? Like, how high? So, you know, it's very important to continually ask these questions, because you have to know where you are in the market. You have to know how to position yourself. You know, you guys may all feel like you're happy with your size, fine, you know, and may want to start investing elsewhere. You got to understand if that's in a dip, if how much room it has to go. So, yeah, if I let my mind run, I can have you guys just listening for hours. But anyway, I'm happy to be here with you guys, just, you know, hearing your own thoughts, because I spend hours literally thinking about all this stuff.
And what does your wife have to say about all this?
She's a homemaker, so I take good care of her. You know, she holds the couch down and guards the TV, and and makes me delicious food. She's very supportive. You know, to be serious, so she's very supportive, very very sweet, very understanding, and you know, we do exercise and walks and stuff like that together. So I try to spend like I try to balance the time I spend on crypto and then with her.
That's wonderful, man. I mean, it sounds like, you know, one of the best things is that she supports you, man, in your crypto. You know, because crypto, in a lot of people's minds, are, you know, something that's very risky. So the fact that she supports you, man, that says a lot about the relationship. So, man, congratulations to you on that, man. And, you know,
thank you.
We all, you know, want to succeed in this space. So, yeah, bouncing ideas off of one another, man. And I'm definitely coming back to you again in terms of the stages of the cycle, man, because you are definitely focused on it, man. You definitely got in the space. And I definitely agree with you, man. We're in the accumulation phase, man. I believe we're definitely bottomed out. And, you know, in my opinion, this is the best time to accumulate your favorite token. In my opinion, not financial advice, you know, but yeah, for sure, man. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of my tokens that I'm like, wow, this is a great opportunity, you know. And, you know, that's why I put a lot of money in the fine, you know, because, you know, we are ripe. We're accumulating, consolidating, whatever you want to call it. You know, so just do your research.
Like spring. It's like a spring, like just even like what Fine is doing now, you know, us holding that support. It's not like we just tanked and went back down to, you know, 500,000. Like, no, we're our strength is resilient and holding the chart. I have over 10 tabs open right now, watching other meme coins specifically, as well as the other few blue chips. And now I'm very happy with our chart. So I see strength.
Yeah.
Everyone's just waiting right now. You know, everyone wants Bitcoin, our champion, you know, the crypto champion, to bust through that ceiling. Cause then it's like, you know, it's like the gates just got kicked open. It's an inflection.
Yeah, we know that everybody's going to follow, everybody meaning the other tokens are going to follow once Bitcoin goes up, man. You know, Bitcoin is the granddaddy of, you know, the tokens, the coins. So once that happens, we know that it's on, like, as you said, on like Donkey Kong. Is that what you said, FX?
Yep.
So, you know, once we see that happen, you know, we are moving to greener pastures, and, you know, I'm excited to see that happen, man. I'm taking all the experience that I have from going through all the stuff, the last bull run, all the stuff in between. And I feel like I'm a much better, person in terms of where I need to put my money at, how I, have composed my strategy and understanding my own risk tolerance. and kind of removing the emotion out of it. So, you know,
it's good.
This is a byproduct of that right now. Supporting Fine, man. This Twitter space right here is a direct result of years of just being in the space. Look at those buys coming in, man. 2.5 ETH, 2.20 ETH. That's three in a row. That's pretty good. But yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
yeah, those, you know, that's pretty good, man. But go ahead.
I would like to emphasize again, you know, if you guys don't have like an Excel to, you know, set one up and set up your take profits, you know, like always know where you're going to exit, you know, and it's usually best to actually do it in percentages, you know, it's not to just full bag at some spot. It's not that that's wrong, but, you know, every investment has like different maturity dates and different micro sections of risk versus rewards, you know, strategy. So it's not good to hold on to the biggest part of your bag for like say 80 billion market cap on Fine, right? Because I mean, it could happen. No one's saying it's not. I absolutely believe it can happen, but I wouldn't want 80% of my bag for that. For example, you know, to just be very candid. So, you know, if any of you guys like need an example, I could take a screenshot, or you know, you could I could send you the file and you can scan it for viruses, or I could try to paste the structure for you. I've done that for Wen HODL, and you guys really, you know, I can't implore you enough to like have those points set up for taking profit.
And just so you know, guys, you are not a nobody in the space. I'm right now talking to CoinMerge right now, trying to get us on an AMA or a Twitter Spaces with them. Like, I don't even have that many followers. I used to, and I got banned a bunch of fucking times. So I had to fucking, restart my Twitter, and I used to have 5 Twitter accounts. Now I have 2. But the bottom line is, I've done this before. Like, if you just reach out to people in DMs, it doesn't hurt, dude. Like, I've reached out to some big people. I've had big people reach out to me in the past, and they've been like, hi, and we have a conversation, and all of a sudden you feel like you made a friend that has, like, almost a million fucking followers, dude. If their DMs are open on Twitter, it doesn't hurt, man. Just shoot them a fucking DM. What's the worst they're not going to respond? Oh, my God, right? Big deal. You know, like just do it, to go for it. That's what you got to do to make shit happen, man.
Right.
I agree. I've been doing that quite a bit myself this cycle. I didn't utilize Twitter very much over the last, you know, I would say in 21. Yeah. But this, you know, this time I am. I've actually been sending out quite a few DMs as well, building the network, and it is important, you know. A significant part of your net worth is your your network. It's not like it's all of it, but it's certainly a significant part. You know, knowledge is key. Knowledge is leverage. You know, timing is everything. Knowledge is certainly an input of that. So I couldn't agree more on that. And find your voice too, you know, like
timing.
If you need to keep listening to us and you just, you know, drop in and say, hey, you guys, how's it going? And eventually, like, you can find more voice and confidence, like that's fine, you know. I'm not judging any of you guys for being quiet. I understand. I have no problem with you know, shyness or questions. I'm the type of person, I don't think any question is a dumb question. Any of you guys can DM me on Twitter or in TG.
How's it going, D? I see Suna and Pick Six. What's going on? Health is wealth. Yeah, you're right. Juicy, I know you. What's up? Faneer, how's everybody doing tonight? Cool. Yeah, so, you know, we have another about half hour to go. We'll do these maybe every other day just to get exposure to space, allow people to come in, connect with us, and, you know, we're doing our part to get the word out about Fine, man, so. Let's keep it up. And we've got the BC Open in TG. I'd like to shout out, you know, whoever's in the TG right now and the BC holding it down. We appreciate that, man. We're doing everything we need to do to get the word out and just to keep those lines of communication open. Who is that? That is Lord Toshi.
I feel like the last week, like the last 5-7-ish days have been like, there's been even more people tuning out, even though like Bitcoin's been going up, like on Twitter. It just feels like there's even less engagement. Mm-hmm. Any of you guys gotten that same feeling?
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know, maybe because of the weekend, but we'll see what happens next week. But yeah, I think everybody's just kind of burnt out in general. You know, there's been so many roller coaster rides with this bear market, right? up and down. And everybody, even when I talk to normies that don't have Bitcoin and they're like, oh, I thought about it 2 years ago, they're just like, it's really hard to convince people that saw that shit go parabolic, and now it's, even though it's not too far from its all-time high, you know, it went up to 69K and now it's 30K, right? It's not that far from its all-time high, but people just got jaded from that last experience. I don't know. It was just so fucking crazy. We'll see a new round of folks.
Right. Very true. We'll see a new round of people coming in because, you know, despite all the FUD, the regulations, people are going to be interested in it. They're going to be interested in the potential gains that they can get from being in crypto as things happen so quickly. And we'll have a much larger exposure to crypto than we did before, especially with all these huge organizations coming in, man. You know, so, yeah, I think, you know, from what I've heard is that this could be even bigger than last bull run. But we'll see. That's from what I've heard, you know, so you got to go out and see what it, you know, what you think, the impression of what people are saying are. But, you know, people say a lot of stuff, but we definitely know it's going to be a bull run. We definitely know that everything's going to turn green and do some X's. And I'm ready for that. You know, this is kind of like the new stock market. I wonder what, here's another thing too. I wonder what's going to happen with the traditional stock market. You know, are they going to produce an integration of the stock market as well as blockchain technology and produce fractional NFTs for, you know, potentially, you know, ownership in country in companies or, you know, in real estate? I think fractional NFTs may have a very significant role in that because you cut out the middle people when it comes to who owns this and that. If you have a fraction or an NFT, it's indisputable on the blockchain and everybody recognizes that. So you don't have to have the notary sign off. You don't have to have legal on that. It's right there. It's presentable. So if somebody can come up with that, that'd be absolutely amazing.
Oh, that's 100% coming, dude. Driver's licenses, deeds to your houses, all that shit's going to be on the NFT, I think, in the next probably 10 years. But the question is, who's going to control that? You know, right. What blockchain is that going to be on? You know, it's probably not going to be OpenSea.
And here's another thing, too. You know, as we go along, as more people become involved in cryptocurrency, we're going to have to increase the speed of these transactions, man. Can you imagine last bull run, you know, we have 3-5% of the population in the cryptocurrency. The fees are 300-500. What happens when you have 25% of the population dealing in NFTs, dealing in transactions? We're going to have to come up with some forking or some amendments to the abilities. And I think it comes down to the layers. You know, you have the layer one blockchain, then you have layer two, then you have layer three, you have the ZK rollups. So I guess as we continue to build on top of the blockchain, those advancements will happen. And that's where we'll have the speed and the, you know, the increase in how many transactions will be handled all at once. So I think it's just a natural order of things that, you know, that can happen. And those NFTs that we're thinking about putting on the blockchain won't be an issue, because by the time we get there, we will be fast enough to have those on the blockchain, you know, with so many people. I'm excited to see NFTs, man. You know, it's funny too, because we're seeing all these iterations of NFTs and the technology. But once again, this is just like any other technology that has come out, just like commercialization of manufacturing, just like the internet when it first started out with electronic bulletin boards, and then it kind of moved to AOL, and you know, and then it moved to the internet that we have now, you know, connecting from computer to computer. And you know, what is the next iteration of the internet, which would be the internet of all things? I'm really excited to see that happen. That is the next evolution of the internet, if I am saying that correctly, and that is the next iteration for it, and maybe that'll factor into blockchain as well. You know, all the electronic instruments communicating, and there's a, you know, an app that can, you know, kind of work with that to increase the, you know, the speed of, you know, a lot of things, man. So it's an exciting time that we're in to see all these things being rolled out.
So I'm wondering if gas fees will ever be as high as they were back in the last bull run, because I feel like Vitalik fixed some shit. I mean, we've seen higher volume and stuff, and you know, during a bear and a bull market, you see a lot of fucking volume, right? But we have not seen $300 to $500 gas fees since 2021. You know, lately it's been really cheap. I'd say over the last, you know, year and a half, man, it hasn't been bad. Like, I haven't seen a $100 day in a long time. I've seen, you know, it's like, you know, a couple of bucks, 15 bucks.
Right.
It hasn't been bad, so I feel like he fixed some of that shit, or the ZK rollups, yeah, mm-hmm. took pressure off him. You know, they spent a fucking $1 billion Polygon to create that. You know, so that just may have taken the pressure off. I'm not sure.
They came up with the Ethereum mainnet. So I'm reading straight from the Google page. It's divided into smaller interconnected networks called shards. Each shard processes its own transactions and smart contracts parallel to the others, significantly increasing the network's throughput and helping to reduce gas fees. So that's one thing that's helped, you know, the speed and the cost is the sharding, as I mentioned previously. Also, it's you know, applications like the ZK rollups, that's really helping also, and building on top of the blockchain, you know, the layer two, layer threes. And I'm excited that the prices won't go as high as they will, you know, they will in the past, but we'll see, man. You know, when a bull run hits, there's going to be a lot of money pouring in. There's going to be a lot of transactions, man. And we have to see how high those fees go, man. And, you know, when it comes to that point, it's like, the people with the most money are the ones that actually sell at that point, you know, and it usually happens around when they're minting those NFTs. And I don't think NFTs are going to be as big as they were in the last bull run, but you never know. Maybe the fractional NFT will be the next greatest hit. So we'll see, man.
They probably won't on the retail end, but they probably will be bigger on like the commercial end. You know what I mean? Like the JPEG pictures of, you know, the CryptoPunks and Bored Ape Yacht Clubs and all that stuff, those probably won't be as high as volume, but we might see more volume on, like we're talking about, like what if driver's licenses and all, and, you know, deeds to the houses all have to be on the blockchain. I think that's probably going to happen. You know, why wouldn't it? It makes more sense, you know, because then there's no fucking disputing argument as to who owns what. It's just point blank, boom, here you go, you know, like just right. Look at your scan, you know,
So I don't know. Like, I think the retail side might be a little. Who knows? They might both blow up. But I feel like the NFT market got so saturated. I mean, we saw the shitcoin market get really saturated. But NFTs were like, dude, you have to have a buyer and a seller. Like, you can sell a shitcoin at any time for a loss, as long as it's not a rug. You can just get rid of it, no problem, on Uniswap, and it's just done. You know, you take your loss and move on. But an NFT, you have to have somebody else buying it on the other end. So a lot of people are just sitting right there spending like $300 on, or thousands on shit, and they're just holding it and waiting and putting their list price, and it's a different ball game. It's rough.
Yeah, man.
I think it'll definitely make a recovery. I'm very doubtful that it's gonna soar to new all time highs. I think that last cycle was a testament to people that gaming and metaverse is here to stay, and there truly is it truly is a pie that's getting bigger. And you know, everyone is diving in for their slice of that pie, so I think there's going to be a bigger conviction there and with investors across the board. Man, I see older guys that I know that are not even gamers these days, like serious gamers, and they're carving out whole sections of their channels, you know, like YouTube and stuff for this for gaming. So that's a signal right there of a healthy market that's only getting bigger. You know, I'm a gamer. I've gamed my whole life, and so it's just easy to tell when you read people. You're like, man, you're not a real gamer, but you're certainly gonna be an investor for that. Mm-hmm. You know, there's money there. Wherever there's money, you know, there's gonna be more people. You know, always follow the money.
Right.
RWA is also going to be bigger this year. I don't think it's going to be as big as everyone thinks it is, but it's certainly continuing to get bigger as well as a narrative. It's a growing narrative.
What's RWA?
Real world assets.
Oh, yeah.
Again, NFTs are as well. I think that's a growing narrative as well. It's a complex one, and people are still realizing what all NFTs can even do, because most people, let's be honest, like most people think that they're just pictures. Mm-hmm. and they're mostly correct right now, but they do so much more than that as well. So it's going to take probably multiple cycles for NFTs to like come into more of their own strength. Man, there's all this talk is very exciting, you know, as an investor. You know,
oh yeah,
just taking money and growing it, and then you reinvest it, and you're just compounding money on money. Like, that's, it's just ridiculous.
So check this out, man. I don't know if you're aware of this, FX or Wolfie, Bob, David, you know, Just DeFi, Fine, Viet Girl, everybody else in here. But you know, you can invest in crypto as your retirement fund. They have retirement funds out there. You buy into Bitcoin. Can you imagine you take your traditional one where you spent like 30 years accumulating, you know, all this money, and you make that in like one bull cycle, you know, it's like you get yourself prepared, you put that money in there, and then it 10Xs on the bull cycle. It makes a slight correction, but you're still up like 8Xs compared to when it went in there before. Changing the game on how you can, you know, position your money in retirement, man. I think, you know, it's a big thing. And I think as Bitcoin continues to mature, it continues to have more people get into the space, man, the sky's the limit for Bitcoin. I really do think it's going to reach $1 million a coin. Just when, you know.
Yeah, definitely in time it will. That's even why, like, I'm trying to get out of, you know, I'm a federal employee. I'm literally trying to get out of my position. I don't care about the climbing the corporate ladder anymore. I once I discovered, you know, crypto, I suddenly felt very disinterested in being like an all-star at work. You know, I've always been very passionate about technology and IT. I'm in IT, and but I love money and I love the quality of life better than that, right? So,
right.
I'm following the money myself, and that's why I spend so much amount of time in researching anything and everything with crypto. I want to understand it more. I want to be early. I want to have proper risk management, mm-hmm. you know. So it is taking your money and you know, this is what made me think of Aki, as you mentioned, is, you know, your retirement. Like, yeah, absolutely. If young generations knew just how important investing is, like, I think so many more people wouldn't be investing more. It's not about saving. You can't save your way to retiring in absolute luxury. Like, that's so like 30, 40 years ago, you know, when they paid much more higher, you know, rates.
Right.
These days you absolutely have to invest, if anything, to outpace inflation in and of itself, which when you get the real rate of inflation, it's at least like 8%. You know, the Fed's not going to tell you that. And that's just a break even, right? So, but to truly be wealthy and retire in a comfortable life and, you know, take care of your family. And I mean, like, a lot of people that you love, like, that's my goal. You know, my father, my sisters, you know, just my wife's family. That's what I want to do. I want to take care of them. And, you know, to do that, I have to be very smart. I have to execute in a timely manner. I have to compound my wealth over and over again. And it's very doable, you know, so I have to just be very agile and smart. But absolutely, bro, investing is the way of the future, and you know, you better keep your eye on the prize.
And so check this out too. It kind of falls in a line with everything that's happening, man. The job presentation in terms of what you can do and how much you can make from it is changing. The internet, the cell phone has changed the platform and how much money you can make. So say, for instance, you can become an influencer, some social icon on TikTok or YouTube, and make a phenomenal amount of money just from putting in content that may not have any true value except for entertainment on there. Millions of people come in, they check out your boxes, you make a certain percentage for every view. Now you're making money just for producing that. Cryptocurrency is along the same line, as that you can just sit there on your cell phone, use the internet, and potentially make so much money just from getting in. And you can compound it, like you said. Let's just say you start off with $20, you get into a project, it does a 10x. You take half your money, you take $100, you invest in another one. The chances of that happening is unlikely, but if you position your money, you diversify, you can do really well. And then let's just say you take the 12 steps, I think it's 12 or 16 steps of using $100 or $1,000 to make it to $1 million. Now you're really starting to make money, and you're doing all that from blockchain technology because it's so early, because people are coming in after you, because you can do it from your phone, because you can do it from your internet. And this is the state of affairs we're in now. Now you're talking about, okay, so now you have to compete with inflation, the devaluing of the dollar, which is occurring. It's slow, but it's going to happen because we're printing so much. And now you have to kind of diversify yourself. So this could be a real win for a lot of people if you're in early. If you see not only blockchain technology, but the other five technologies that are coming out and how they can work for you. AI is another one, man. They said if you don't use AI, you're going to get left behind. And AI can do so many things now. And this is just the beginning. What's going to happen in 5 years when, you know, AI continues to mature and it starts knocking out jobs? You know, we're at a really pinnacle point in our
history.
It
is, bro.
It really
I know you
is.
Know that. I'm just saying it really is in a big way right now.
And I'm not even using it now. I'm, you know, I don't want to get left behind, but, you know, ChatGPT, that's one of the common ones out there. They have like 10 other applications of things that you can use. And, you know, this is just the beginning. I went to a restaurant a couple of days ago to get food, where it had bubble tea, and they had, I think it was like Thai food, but it was just a little bit more commercialized. Anyway, I walk up to the window. They have people working in the back, but they have robots, robotic arms cooking. I'm like, wow. I said, you know, this is one of those iterations. Yeah, man, the robotic arms were frying the, you know, the chicken, and then they would tap the grease out, and then they would put the carriage on the computer, I mean, on the computer on the counter, and then it would start, you know, doing another batch. I was like, wow, that's amazing, man. I said, you know, technology is moving so fast now. It's right in front of our eyes. Here's another thing. I was driving, and when I got to a stoplight, guess what I see next to me, man? Right lane. I look over. There's no driver. I'm not kidding you. There's no driver. And
I saw that recently. It's so scary. Have you seen it when somebody's in the back seat and they have the sensors all over the car and shit? Is that what you saw? The self-driving
car? So it's the autonomous car. You can see that. So it has three radar systems. It has long, intermediate, and very short. And you can see the one on top is spinning. You know, the cylinder's spinning, and then it stops, and then it's just driving itself, man. It's really cool, exciting. And that's another wave of the future, man. They had a pilot program in Texas where they had Domino's pizzas being delivered. It's completely autonomous. It goes out from the store. It drives wherever it needs to go. The person, I think, puts in a code or something. They pick up the pizza, and then it goes back to continue and deliver pizzas, man.
Yep. People definitely need to be honing their soft skills, you know, their thinking skills. There's I'm telling you.
Make sure you're in construction or you're a nurse or a doctor, because those jobs can never be replaced by chat.
Not yet.
Construction, you have to work on the fly. You have to like improvise, and you're like, oh shit, we don't have these parts. We have to do this. You know, you're constantly changing and having to think. And there's no fucking way that you can replace that with a
robot. Not yet so far. But they're making prefab houses.
I don't think that's
houses.
Ever going to happen, dude. There's so many variables. So you have an inspector inspecting you, right? And you're a contractor, and you have a supplier, and you know you can't get the material on time, so you have to change what you want to do. So you're like, oh, instead of using this, I'm gonna have to use this. But you got to make phone calls to do that shit, bro. Like chat GPI ain't gonna fucking tell you, you know, oh, I can use this product. I don't think that's ever gonna happen in construction.
All right, let's break it down to smaller parts. Let's just say you have a robot doing the work on a construction site. Could you be open to that? Because Elon Musk is currently working on a robot. He says it's going to be about 5 foot tall, and it's going to do menial tasks like, you know, folding clothes, sweeping up, vacuuming. So, you know, I can see at least that part of some type of robot handling some construction. Right.
But the grunt, so that's like a grunt work, the labor that nobody wants to do. Maybe I could see that, but you know, all in all, like the management of itself, like the whole project, like a big ass, like a multi-million dollar project, there's no fucking way you can have like chat GPI manage that or figure out the variables, because there's so many parts, there's so many people involved. You have the contractor, the supplier, you know, the vendors, the reps, and there's so many like politics involved, relationships too, when you're talking to people and you're negotiating pricing on stuff.
Right.
It's negotiating with the person. It's not talking to a robot. So it's not, there's money involved, dude. It's not just like boom, 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 labor. But the bullshit labor, like maybe, like sweeping and stuff like that. But I mean, that's kind of sad to me. Like that takes somebody's job away. I mean, I don't want to see that happen. It's probably going to happen though, but
it's tough, man, because you know, fucked. all throughout history, you know, technology has helped us to cut the work needed to be done by humans and increased efficiency. Just like when it came out, Henry Ford came out with, you know, the assembly line. That increased, you know, how the, you know, things are being manufactured. This is along the same lines, man. It's just like, you know, there are going to be jobs lost here, but there are also going to be jobs gained as well. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's exciting and sad at the same time. what's happening. I think they also have, you know, in terms of technology as well, there's a McDonald's that is 3/4 automated already with robots. I think it's just the people handling the food to bring it out and give it to, and I'm not 100% sure on the exact specifics, but the majority of the restaurant is automated. And I think it's a pilot program.
Yeah, one thing I was thinking about was I had a conversation with a coworker last week. We were talking about crypto and stuff, and we were talking about just market caps in general. And I was like, do you realize that a coin, I was talking about Shiba, and then I also referenced Pepe. I was like, do you realize that a coin had a $50 billion market cap with no fucking utility? And then I was also comparing it to a stock that I previously owned, and I sold it way too early, which hit a $40 billion market cap that they sell solar inverters, and they're like worldwide. They're fucking blowing up right now, and I sold it way too early. They went, I had it like $7 a share, and they went to like $300 a share, and I dumped it like $14. Like, I sold it too early, but they had a $40 billion market cap, and they're a worldwide company that produces shit. And I was like, Shiba Inu hit a higher market cap than a worldwide company that actually produces solar inverters, and it was a picture of a dog. I was like, so just let that sit in, bro.
It's really the case, man. It's just crazy because, you know, and that's the allure of the cryptocurrency space, man, is that you can make so much money so quickly, and we're still in the infancy. We're barely like coming off the nipple when it comes to, you know, the gestational, you know, the age of where we're at, man. We're just like sitting up, man. We have so far to go. And, you know, we're at the beginning, man. And you're absolutely right, man. There's so much money that can be made just off of something that has any utility yet. And just think, that's a super small amount of the money that's going to start pouring into crypto. Can you imagine when more money starts pouring into crypto, man? And even though you have institutions pouring in, you know, the money in, even though there's regulation, there's still going to be a lot of money to be made, man, for everybody so early. You know, you just think about all the projects that have like real world applications, and you're already in the ground floor. Those are going to be $1 trillion businesses. I'm not even thinking billion, I'm thinking trillion, because, you know, it's just so, you know, and it comes down to the global effect. It's called the network effect. You know, because of cell phones, people can just invest, you know, anywhere they are into a crypto project. Not only that, but you don't have to go to the over the counters, or you have to go through an official, you know, regulatory platform like TD, you know, TD Investments. And you know, that's another reason why it's so easy for, you know, market caps to be built so quickly, is because you have the access. That's what this is about, access. And that's what makes, you know, cryptocurrency so powerful, is because you can access from anywhere in the world and get into any project. And all that money globally can pour into, you know, one thing, man. You know, just look at the projects, man. That's why, you know, when you get into projects that can have a global effect, man, like, fine. I mean, everybody uses the word I'm fine, you know. So can you imagine the possibilities? Look at how Shiba Inu ran. Dogecoin, man. Another bull run is coming up.
Yes, sir. We are very early. This is right where you want to be for life-changing wealth and fine. Someone had me laughing in mind. What was his name? Giorgio or something. In the channel earlier, he's mentioned, like, anyone who's not in Pepe right now is going to be, you know, just feeling bad. And I'm you know, looking at that like, bro, that's a $250 million market cap.
Exactly.
Market caps do matter.
Yeah, they really
do.
So,
you know, like, whoever's in there, no telling what Pepe is going to do, you know, in euphoria of the bull run. Maybe it will eke out, you know, you know, go into like 5-10 billion. Cool, good for them. But that's for whoever got into that early.
Right.
If you got in today, that's only, you know, maybe a 10-20x at most. When anyone looking at like fine now, if it goes, you know, up to 10 billion, gotta do the math again. That's roughly like a 2500x. This is simple math. So, you know, do you want to be here or do you want to be in a high market cap, right? Do you want to be in a project that has active roadmap? I'm sorry, an active dev, a roadmap with that just begun, right? Literally just begun. We've only like released like a few events. Lord Keck has only released a few events. And that was just to kind of kick things off. We have so much more to go. So I am positioning myself right here. This is home. This is my market. I'll be showing up to work, you know, day in and day out.
I hear that.
And I'm very excited about it.
Me too, man. And you know, it's great to be at such a low market cap. So we're having some hefty buys coming, man. You know, there's people trying to or are selling off because they see an opportunity or whatever. You have the day traders, but you know, the buys coming in at like 2.8, 2.6, 1.5, 3.42, 1.45. We're slowly starting to increase, man. Slowly. So it's good to see that, man. It's good to see you know, a little movement, and we'll see where it goes. But I'm gonna cut this Twitter space right now. I appreciate everybody showing up, man. We're going to do these more often, maybe every other day. And we're going to keep them tight, you know, hour and a half max. We're not going to sit in here 3 or 4 hours. We all have lives that, you know, we have other responsibilities. So I appreciate everybody showing up, man. Make sure you follow everybody in the space if you want. It's great for networking. Also check out Fine, ERC, the Twitter, the TG. My name is Aki. Make sure you follow me as well. And check out Fine, man. If it fits your risk tolerance and, you know, the boxes that you want to check when it comes to investing in a crypto project, do your research, take action if you want to. Thanks a lot. And I appreciate everybody here. I appreciate all the speakers. Bob, man, you've been instrumental. FX, once again, thank you. David, how's it going, man? Everybody else that participates in Fine, thank you, and I appreciate you guys. I'll check into TG.
Catch you all later.
All right, man.
This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.